unit.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's July the 23rd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a muggy, kind of muggy for San Diego here today. We usually have no humidity, and I'm sure you're back there in Sarasota and Tampa going, what? No humidity? Yeah, we have it pretty good out here, but then try to buy a house out here and see how much you have to pay to live in Southern California. Well, we have the markets are mixed this morning because a few big Dow components like Caterpillar, which is suffering from a strong dollar, are weighing on the Dow. The Dow is down 49 points right now, but we remain at or near all-time highs at 17,801. The S&P 500 is down a couple of bucks here this morning at 2,112, also at or near all-time highs. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is the one that's green today, slightly positive. It's all company specific right now. You know, you cannot look at the headlines right now and look at how the Dow is doing and say, oh, it's a bad day for the market. I remember earlier in the week, the Dow was down a couple hundred points and we were actually up for the day because it was just a few stocks that were impacting that big drop in the Dow. Crude oil under 50. Oof, I would continue to avoid those oil stocks. I dipped my toe in the water earlier this year. Just a little bit, two or three stocks. I bought Fang, Diamondback Energy, and Carrizo, and CLR, Continental Resources, and I backed out. I had to admit I was wrong. So that toe nearly got bit off. And the 10-year yield, 2.32. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the same impact that a strong dollar is having on Caterpillar, which I've told you to avoid the multinational stocks for quite some time, due to that strong buck, is also impacting the commodity stocks. And that's another big area of the market to avoid. So if you look into your portfolio, and if you've been listening to me for the last several years, you wouldn't own any gold, you wouldn't own any silver, you wouldn't own any gold stocks, you wouldn't own any silver stocks, and you would have sold your energy stocks a long, long time ago, almost 1 year ago, about when they topped out. Because the strong dollar also impacts commodity prices. How come I'm paying so much for gasoline right now, though? Now, that's a conundrum. That's one that makes me scratch my head a little. Crude oil is now under $50 per barrel at $49.43. And it would seem that the Saudis have been pretty successful in their war on Houston, in their war on Plano, in their war on other areas, on the Williston Basin, their war on Fargo, North Dakota, driving the frackers out of business, or at least making it not so profitable to frack. Yesterday we had a big protest right across from where I live. Oh, there was probably 1,000 protesters. It seems that Governor Walker was in town from Wisconsin, also a likely. No, he's not likely anymore. He has announced his intention to run for president. He's probably one of the top two or three. And whenever Walker shows up, so do the unions. And I was down doing a few little minor repairs to get the old fishing boat ready for a fishing trip. And I could hear the screams and the bullhorns and looked at the signs. And there were signs from all walks of life. Occupy San Diego was there. We had Quit Fracking the Earth was there, raised the minimum wage to $15, which they're doing in New York City, by the way. They're going from $8.75 to $15 per hour. Now, I don't know what that's going to do to the price of a Dunkin' Donut, or an Egg McMuffin in New York City, but somehow those companies have got to make up that deficit. I know here in San Diego, they raised the minimum wage to $15 per hour in the inner city here where I am located doing this show and where Gunderson Capital Management is located. And about a week later, the only fast food restaurant that we had, Wendy's, went out of business and laid off all their employees. And now the place is vacant. So the landlord also lost a tenant. And the unions were loud. They were very loud. They had these big, giant trucks, Teamsters Union, blaring their horns, and they put in extra loud horns. It sounded like a freight train headed for the bond market, is what I heard when those trucks came around the corner. It nearly shook me out of my shoes. But, hey, you know, this is America, and we have the right, at least I hope we do, to voice our opinions without any retribution. But it was interesting to watch, and you know, the fracking business is under fire right now, especially with $49 oil. And of course, that strong dollar has also impacted earnings here in the first two quarters of 2015. But I think the worst is behind us. But there's still some stragglers. And it should be no surprise that Caterpillar comes in and says, hey, we're still being hurt by a strong dollar. Well, let's not forget that Caterpillar also sells a lot of equipment to the commodity companies. They bought out Bucyrus not too long ago, a few years ago, which makes a lot of mining equipment. Those big trucks that carry out the big rocks while they're looking for the good stuff underneath, molybdenum, other types of diamonds and all kinds of things, gold, silver. Commodities also under heavy pressure. They continue to be under heavy pressure. Strong dollar, weak demand. Not a good combination. Jobless claims once again come in, this time at a, let's see, 17, 27, 41, 42-year low. 42-year low. Nobody's getting laid off these days. And that eventually could put some pressure on inflation. And maybe, just maybe, gold will finally start to get a bit under it. But we'll wait until that happens, because right now gold is under $1,100 per ounce. I think it's going to go under 1,000 myself. It's at 1,096. And I've been telling you to avoid gold for the last several years. Where's Peter Schiff these days? I haven't seen him. He does not like me. We saw each other at the San Francisco Money Show, and the hair on the back of his neck, oh my gosh, like two dogs that just don't, I don't have any problems with him. I just say he's been wrong for 5 or 6 years, that's all. Alaska Airlines beats earnings. Comcast reports earnings in line. Celgene meets. McDonald's beats earnings. How about that? Now, they haven't done that in a long, long time. I guess this all-day breakfast thing is working out for McDonald's. Qualcomm, the pride of San Diego, you know, our stadium here, you watch NFL football, and who doesn't? The Chargers play in Qualcomm Stadium. Well, Qualcomm's laying off 15% of their workforce, and it looks like they might break it up. And while I was doing my daily news stint here in San Diego, I said for many moons, and I've been saying it for many years, not a very popular opinion here in San Diego, but I've said to avoid Qualcomm stock, that it's not a best stock now. It's a best stock of yesteryear, but maybe breaking it up into pieces will help. We'll see. I still wouldn't own the stock. Cheesecake Factory beats. I live right across the street from a Cheesecake Factory. And so I watched the lines and I watched the people. I don't own the stock, however. That's not a good place to hang out, by the way. You did not want to hang out at the Cheesecake Factory. Cirrus Logic beats. Hey, that kind of went against the tide. They're a supplier to Apple. Let's see. Valiant Pharmaceuticals. Now, there's one. Boy, we might want to feature that one today. That's one of my largest holdings and one of my favorite stocks. I think I will go into the details on that one when we come back in the second quarter. Why not? We've got United Airlines beating. AmerisourceBergen beats. Eli Lilly beats. Dunkin' Donuts beats. Hallelujah. America's still eating donuts. And of course, that New York minimum wage, we'll see what kind of impact that has on Dunkin' Donuts in the inner city. Anyways, as of now, oh, I would say maybe 15 to 20% of companies have reported so far. I can't say anything for sure yet. I'll run the numbers today and tomorrow, but I don't see anything right now that would make me say there's a recession right around the corner, especially when you see the jobless claims come in at a paltry 253,000, the lowest number since 1973. So as long as the economy continues to grow and as long as earnings continue to grow, the bull market's going to continue like it has for the last 6 years plus, but it ain't gonna last forever. So you gotta make hay while the sun shines. Where do we make that hay when we come back? Well, we'll try to do our best. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? It's all company specific right now. Even when a day that shows the Dow down a couple hundred points, that was, I believe, on Monday, it was two stocks. It was IBM and it was Verizon. And the rest of the market looked just fine, okay? And then there was a day when the NASDAQ was way down because of Apple. And there was one other one there, Microsoft, that was dragging down the NASDAQ. But you cannot look at the headlines in the paper, down 200, and say, oh boy, it was a miserable day for the market, especially during earnings season. Because these big weighted companies and these indexes have a major impact on the indexes. And a lot of time, the rest of the market, the broad market, is doing much better than the averages. And then there are days when it shows that the market's up 50 or the market's up 75, but underneath the surface of the market, I see a lot more turbulence when the market is worse than it looks on the surface. You find that going out on the ocean. You look at the surface of the water and it looks like one thing. You get down underneath the water a little bit and it's totally different. The currents are rolling or the water's turned green or something. And the market's the same way. So you have to take it, in my opinion, on a case-by-case basis. So on a day when we get mixed results from the earnings front, but overall I would say that so far this earnings season has been pretty good. I see a lot of stocks that have beat earnings here today, and I see a lot of stocks that have either met or even a few that didn't quite meet their expectations. Well, one that did beat their expectations is a company that I own, and it's one of the biggest positions that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We've owned it for quite some time. It's a company headquartered in Canada, in Quebec. It's a major biotech company. It's an $85 billion biotech / drug company. They develop branded drugs in the areas of dermatology, neurology, and eye healthcare, and also over-the-counter products. Valiant Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is VRX. Not a dividend payer. So I would scratch it from the growth and income category. Hopefully you'll get some growth from it going forward, but it's not a dividend payer. To qualify for my growth and income account, you have to at least be paying a dividend. And Valiant Pharmaceutical does not pay a dividend, but I do own it in my conservative growth account and in my moderate risk profile account. It is a large cap company at $85 billion. I've seen this company really grow up over the years. Back at the bottom of the recession in 2008, it got clear down to $6 per share. We should have just sold everything and bought Valiant at that time, because now Valiant, listen to this, 2008, it was a $6 stock. Today, $248. It's a 40 bagger since 2008. And it still looks good today. You say, what? Well, here's why. Okay. Over the last 10 years, this is one of the premier performers in the entire market. I don't know how many times I have featured Valeant Pharmaceuticals VRX on my radio show. You can go back into the app and look. If you scroll down on the app, you'll see every time that I've either written an article about it. I wrote an article late last year about the bizarre love triangle that Valeant was in with Allergan and what's the other one that was involved? Oh, Activus. And then there was a fourth one involved, and it got crazy. And Sally was dating Herb, and Herb wanted Sally, and Sally wanted George. It was crazy, and it ended up that Valeant was kind of left out in the cold, and Activus got Allergan and changed their name. Now Activus is Allergan, and that's another stock I own in this space. Let's not also forget that the pharmaceutical stocks have dominated the leadership spot as far as sectors go for several years now. Biotechs and pharmaceuticals and healthcare stocks have just dominated. This has been a very narrow move in the market, and Valeant is one of the best. Valeant currently has a relative strength of 96. Over the last 10 years, Valeant has delivered to investors 36% per year. The market's 5.5. Over the last 5 years, again, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. 64% per year, the market 14. It doesn't get much better than that. Over the last 3 years, 71% per year, while the market's delivered 16. And over the last 12 months, it's up another 95%. The market's up 6. This is one of the jewels in the market as far as performance goes. Well, I know all about relative strength, Gunderson. It's real easy, and I've had people say this to me, it's real easy to find companies that have had strong performance in the past. What have you done for me lately? And what do the prospects look like going forward? Can it continue to do well? Well, there's no guarantees, but that's where valuations come in. Valuations are forward-looking. Earnings growth estimates are forward-looking. An analyst look out over the next 5 years. I used to visit companies around the country, not a lot. I didn't do it for a long time. I didn't really like it that much. And visit with the management, come up with the forecast, go home, crunch the numbers, come up with a research report, come up with a valuation, come up with an anticipated growth rate. And we looked at 5 year chunks of time. Valeant, over the last 5 years, has grown their earnings by 38% per year. They're expected to grow those earnings by 15% per year going forward. Valeant currently is trading at 15 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the market. Valeant is expected to grow by 15%, so it's trading right at its growth rate. It has a PEG ratio of 1.01. And when I carry out Valeant's valuation over the next 5 years, I get a $435 target price. A lot can happen between now and then. Valeant's currently trading at $250. I have a large position in Valeant VRX. Out of 4,132 stocks, Valeant currently comes in at number 170. It's been as high as number 16 here recently, and it is a stock that I continue to own at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation by any means, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about an update on earnings season, which we're in the midst of. And of course, this is a very important one because it gives us good clues for the rest of this year. We're now in the third quarter, believe it or not, of 2016. And we are getting a flood of earnings, and we are getting updates on the next couple of quarters and into 2016. This market is now starting to trade on 2016 expectations, which I publish every single week in my newsletter. To me, that's the one number. You know, you can get all kinds of opinions out there. The financial channels, you know, they bring out one person after another, and everybody's got a different opinion. I personally like opinions that are based on the numbers. Let's make it logical. Let's forget all the fluff. Come on, let's leave all of the verbiage out. Let's get right to the nuts and bolts. How much is the market, how much the S&P 500 is going to make next year, companies in the S&P 500, what kind of multiple in this environment, a rising interest rate environment, by the way, which lowers the multiple of the market. Let's get out there a target price. And as long as earnings continue to grow, which they've been doing ever since 2009, then the market's going to continue to ascend. This is now the third longest bull market in the history of mankind. And there's people out there that have hated every minute of it. The most hated bull market of all time. Well, I've enjoyed every single minute, and I'm going to enjoy it to the last drop. And when it starts to drop, then we're going to do something else here. Let's just hope we don't have a, oh, who knows? I mean, there could be an overnight thing that happens. That's always a risk in the market. But generally speaking, a recession doesn't just all of a sudden you wake up the next day and you're in recession. No, it starts to show up in the bottom line earnings of these companies that are reporting. We've already listed several companies, Alaska Airlines beating earnings, Comcast reporting in line, Celgene beating by a little bit, McDonald's beating, Bristol-Myers Squibb's beating, Cheesecake Factory beating, little icing on that cheesecake, Cirrus Logic beating, Caterpillar not in a good place right now, strong dollar, and they have a lot of business that's linked to the commodity business. And the commodity business and commodity stocks are the worst place you could be next to bonds right now. We also have Variant, which we just featured. They beat earnings. I've seen a tendency over the years for good companies to beat earnings and for bad companies to miss earnings. Bristol-Myers beats. Not United Airlines, that's Under Armour. Under Armour beats. There's a powerful stock, Under Armour. In fact, we're going to talk about Under Armour's big competitor here next. Lilly beats. Dunkin' Donuts beats. The beat goes on, as Sonny would say and Cher would say. La, 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 la. And so we are okay. The earnings season so far, I see no indication to get up on the ledge of the 10th floor and say a recession is coming, a bear market is headed this way. No, we're still in the seventh year now of increasing earnings for the S&P 500. And as long as that continues, the bull market will follow right along. And as soon as the water rolls over, like it does in the ocean from time to time, it starts to get cold and chilly and the wind comes up and earnings start to recede, well, then the bear market is knocking at the door. And then it's time to take evasive action through inverse funds, through cash. Who knows? Who knows what will rise to the top? The Best Stocks Now ranking system is a relative system. It looks at all your relatives. No, it takes a look at everything and it ranks them on a relative basis. And for the longest time now, equities have been on top of the heap, particularly U.S. equities, and more specifically, the medical sector, the biotech sector, the pharmaceutical sector. And right now, the one that's coming on the strongest, and I continue to increase my exposure there, is the banking and the financial sectors, because they benefit from rising interest rates. It's your choice. You can continue to stubbornly hold on to asset classes that suffer. Why would anybody buy a utility? Someone was telling me the other day that they heard somebody recommending Duke Energy on the radio. Well, you know what? Utilities are right in the face of a rising interest rate environment. REITs are in the face of a rising interest rate environment. But target number one are bonds, debt, right in the face of that wind. Instead, put the wind at your back. Banks, financials, other companies have the wind at their back in a rising interest rate environment. And I've given lots of examples here recently of companies. I see one bank after another, small little banks, regional banks, community banks, publicly traded banks, breaking out to new all-time highs. You can buy a banking mutual fund, you can buy a banking ETF, you can buy a financials mutual fund, you can buy a leveraged financials, a leveraged banking ETF, or you can buy individual stocks that are breaking out. Those companies have the wind at their back, while the others that I mentioned have the wind in your face, their face. It's your choice. How is your guy, how is your gal managing your money? Does she have the wind in your face, or does he have the wind in your face, or does he put the wind at your back? Well, let's go to Portland. Let's go to Beaverton, Oregon. You know the company that's headquartered there, Nike. You know those Oregon Ducks and how exciting they are playing in those green uniforms. We'll see how Mariota fares in the NFL this year. Where's he at? He's at Tennessee, isn't he? Isn't he a Tennessee Titan? I think he's signed. I think he's on board. We'll see how he does in the NFL. Welcome to the NFL when some 350-pound linebacker puts him flat on his back. But the guy's pretty nimble, can dance around. We'll see. Beaverton is also the home to Nike, NKE, which I currently own in my growth and income account. Now, how about that? How can you own Nike instead of a bond paying 5%? You own a bunch of stocks like Nike that pay dividends. Well, Nike pays a 1% dividend yield. You say, well, I can go buy a government treasury and get 2.4% right now. Yeah, okay. Where's the capital appreciation going to come from? And is there risk for capital depreciation? There certainly is. If interest rates continue to rise here, which they've come up quite a ways here, from 1.6 to 2.4 so far. I noticed this kind of put a chill in the housing market here in San Diego. I think that little bit of a rise in interest rates has cooled things off a little. Our biggest problem is in San Diego is there's not any inventory. Nobody wants to sell their homes right now because they're slowly moving up in value. They're slowly getting back to where they were many years ago, and there's just not a lot of inventory. But it is a fact that interest rates have come up quite a bit here, and the Fed hasn't done anything yet. And you would think with today's unemployment claims being as low as they were that the Fed's saying, oh boy, we better raise rates here in September, or we're going to be in big trouble. I'll tell you what's going to be in big trouble. In my opinion, the bond market's in big trouble because the Fed is way behind the curve. But let's talk about Nike, all right? You know what Nike does. I can still remember in high school, I was on the track team, and I got a pair of Nike shoes. They were called Bananas. Nowadays, you know, they wouldn't even be that flashy, but back then, yellow shoes with a black Nike swoosh really stood out. I had my Bananas for about 3 days and someone stole them from me. Well, you know, that's the problem when you get something flashy. If you're driving around in a red flashy Ferrari, there's probably people that would like to have that car in their garage. And if you're wearing yellow shoes with black swooshes called Bananas, there's other people that covet such a thing, and they were Nikes. I should have bought a few shares of the stock back then instead of the shoes, because it's been one of the biggest winners of all time. Nike is now a $100 billion company. This thing has got an A performance grade. It's one of the top performers in the entire market. You might say, well, haven't they saturated the world in Nikes? Well, apparently not yet. And don't forget, they wear out. I'm a guy that wears my shoes until, you know, there's big gaping holes in them and you can see right through the sole. I don't know. I just don't like to get new shoes. It's a pain to go get new shoes. Other people, we were looking at a home the other day. The guy's closet must have had 200 pairs of shoes. Well, I hope a lot of them were Nikes, because out of 4,132 stocks, Nike comes in at number 70, and it's one I own in the growth and income account. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, today the work starts on this week's newsletter. In the newsletter, we'll update the various model portfolios that I publish every single week. I was talking to a woman earlier this week. She says, well, I want to see how your portfolios have done. I want you to be transparent. Well, I publish them every single Saturday. How many people in this business list a conservative growth portfolio for conservative investors? Every single buy and every single sell I've made for the last 6 years or 5 years, and how it's done since then. How many people in this business publish a growth and income account for income investors? And right now, I still consider stocks, dividend-paying stocks, to be a better source for income than the bond market. That's just me. I think there's trouble brewing out there in the interest rate environment. I publish how that thing has done since inception. And every buy and sell and everything I own in that account, that's pretty transparent. I have an aggressive growth portfolio, which pushes the pedal to the metal a little bit. Trying to get smaller cap stocks, which is starting to come on. They've had kind of about an 18-month hiatus here in the market. They had a terrific year in 2013. But everything in that account, every change I made this past week is right there in the newsletter. I have a mutual fund. I have three mutual fund models. One's kind of a basic one. Because you have a different set of funds at your place of business than this person over here or that person over there. So I do just a basic one. Here's how I would have it allocated. Here's how much I would have exposed to the bond market. Here's how much I'd have exposed to emerging markets. Here's how much I'd have in cash right now. Here's how much I'd have in large cap U.S. or small cap U.S. And I have a specific mutual fund portfolio. And I have a trading portfolio, which has done pretty good. It's having a good year. We're having a lot of fun with the trading portfolio this year. So I couldn't be more transparent. You can see right through me. If I wore a green shirt, you could see right through me because we use one of those green screens. I wore a green shirt one day. It was funny. So all you could see was my head on the video that we make every day. I think I look better with just my head. Anyways, the newsletter this weekend will update all of those model portfolios. I did a lot of buying this past week. I think now that Greece is behind us. I think now that the U.S. dollar has settled down. I think now that oil prices have settled down. And I think now that China has settled down, that the second half of the year is going to be pretty good, and it's off to a good start. And I'm seeing a lot of breakouts in the market right now. And I added quite a few new stocks to my portfolios this past week, and they're right there. They'll be in the newsletter. That's transparent. And I will also update the macro picture of the market. You know, we're planning a little fishing trip here. And we've looked at the big picture. We've looked at the weather first. You always want to check the weather before you head out into the ocean. And it's just like in the stock market, you want to know which way the wind's blowing. Is it in my face or is it at my back? Well, it's been at our back for the last 6+ years. And then you want to narrow it down. It's a big ocean out there. Gas is expensive. Time is precious. That's the real issue, time. You don't want to be driving around in the desert part of the ocean. The fish are very concentrated. They're in a little area, generally speaking. And if you're not in that little area, you ain't putting fish on the boat. And it's the same way in the stock market. That area of the market, as we take a look at a globe, you can spin that globe and you can put your finger on the United States of America. And then you could put your finger on the medical sector, the pharmaceutical sector, the biotech sector, the financial sector, and the banking sector, and you just about got it. And then, of course, you can narrow it down and get really fine-tuned into the individual stocks. For instance, we featured Valeant Pharmaceutical. From a bottom-up perspective, Valeant is, in my opinion, still a good value. Valeant is one of the top relative strength stocks in the market. Those two combined, I like. It has a good stock pattern, good chart. It comes from one of the top sectors in the market. It's not a U.S. stock, but it basically is. It's a North American pharmaceutical. So it has everything going for it. And if you put yourself in those zones of the market, just like if you put yourself in the fishiest zones of the ocean, you've at least increased your probabilities of putting some seared ahi in the boat. Oh, there's nothing better than seared ahi. I love seared ahi. I was going to name my boat seared ahi, but decided not to. It's bad luck to change the name of a boat. When I bought my boat, it was named Java. It's all worn out. You can barely see it. But it's still named Java because it's bad luck to rename a boat. And it's bad luck to invest in asset classes that have the wind in their face. I say it's best to try to put the probabilities on your side. You still may come home skunked. You just never know. But over time, I believe in the market, if you consistently try to stay in the best neighborhoods, and if you consistently try to stay out of the worst neighborhoods, I think you've increased your probability. That's all you can do is follow along with the show, follow along with the newsletter, follow along with the app, and see if it doesn't put you in some of the best, most fishy waters in the stock market at any given point in time. And there's times when storms come up, big storms in the market, and it's best to run for the harbor and step aside. That's why I don't believe in asset allocation. I don't believe in buy and hold. I don't believe in index investing. I believe in being maneuverable and trying to be in the best spots at the best time and out of the worst spots at the worst time. Anyways, the newsletter, pwstreet.com. I put a lot of work into it every single week. Probably about a 12-hour ordeal to get all the numbers right and all the spelling right and all the commas right. And even then, I miss a few here and there or misspell a word. But the substance is there. The message is there. And I try to make it as simple as possible. So you can get on board at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to have us take a gander at your portfolio, maybe we can help you. You never know. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.